Welcome to Reality of the Rose with your host, Natalie Sprink.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 122 of Reality of the Rose. I'm your host, Natalie Sprink. Well, we are officially done with Golden Bachelor, my friends. It was iconic. It was groundbreaking. I loved every minute of it. I pray there's a Golden Bachelorette. Now, Gary did have a little bit of controversy come out after the finale. I'm not sure if you heard about it or not, but we talk about it on the podcast today. And when I say we, I mean Miranda and I. Miranda is recapping the finale with me. You've heard her before. She is also a fellow Bachelor fan. We've recapped before, and she's also my fantastic hairstylist. But we go over all that. We talk a little bit about that controversy, but also just recap what we think about, you know, Teresa being the chosen one, who we sort of hope the Bachelorette would be if there is one, the Golden Wedding, all of the things. Going forward, we have one more episode of Bachelor in Paradise, which of course I will cover, even though I really could care less about it at this point, but I will cover that next week. I also, though, am going to have a Rose interview for you. I'm hoping that I have several because we're going to be in the off season now, and the Golden Wedding will be January 4th, and Joey season starts on, we talked about it last time, it starts on the 22nd. So I hope to have some kind of an episode for you every week until then, hopefully a few Rose interviews, recap of the Golden Wedding, all of the stuff. So I'll keep you up to date on that on my Instagram page. But sit down and relax, and or if you're driving, watch the road and enjoy my recap with Miranda.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Are you getting snow there right now?
All right. Yeah. Actually, I'm not going to lie. It's kind of magical.
Yeah. I mean, it's like really it's real light, fine snow here.
Yeah, ours is like it's just big fluffy snowflakes, but very few and far between. So they're really, really pretty.
Our lake officially froze over, I guess, kind of overnight because all the snow is obviously, it's just like landing on the lake on the ice. So, but this is pretty late for the lake to freeze over. We usually are frozen before now.
Yeah, definitely. We just had in Abbotsford, they have like a Christmas parade. So we were there last night. And I remember every year being completely like a snowstorm.
Yeah.
And this year there was nothing.
Yeah, it's a little late. I heard on our weather forecast, or like our weather program, what am I trying to say? The weather segment the other night, that we are a foot behind already on snowfall.
Wow.
Yeah, a foot.
That's crazy.
So, I know. I thought so too. I didn't usually think we had quite that much yet, but apparently up here at least we are. And then, but then I also heard that the month of December at least is supposed to be above average temperatures and below normal snowfall. So wow. I guess that's good. Yeah.
Could use a break.
Yeah. Well, are you sad it's all over, the Golden Bachelor?
I am.
I'm too.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I did too. And I'm really, I mean, I know they haven't announced it yet, but I really, really hope that they do a Golden Bachelorette.
I do too. So what is your opinion? I'm like dying to know. There were so many people who are saying that like Leslie has to be the next Golden Bachelorette. I'm going to be honest. I really am just hoping Susan is.
Okay, so my true honest opinion is that if I had to pick, I even would like to see Joan, but I think Susan, yes. I just loved her vibe, but yes, I don't disagree, but there's several that I wouldn't mind seeing. I don't know that I would be upset with any of them, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I love Susan's big personality, and I think she would be the most fun to watch.
refreshing.
Yeah, right. And, but like Joan, I really liked her. And I liked, I actually think, and I know April didn't get a lot of, like a ton of screen time, but she seems like a firecracker. And yeah. I almost wouldn't mind seeing her. I don't think she's got a chance of getting the Bachelorette if she does. But I thought they set up Susan, like she got a ton of screen time on the Women Tell All,
yeah.
which sometimes indicates that they're thinking about her maybe, but then obviously on the finale, they were really setting up Leslie to have that edit, I thought.
Definitely.
I mean, if she didn't say it once, she said it like 100 times, something to the effect of, it taught me so much and I know I'll find my person yet, or something of that flavor. She kept saying that kind of thing. Like, you know,
I did catch that too. Yeah.
So I don't know. It'll be really curious. First of all, they have to announce it, I guess, but I wonder when they will have it, because if they continue to have Bachelor, Bachelorette, Golden Bachelor, Golden Bachelorette, and Bachelor in Paradise, that's a lot.
I said, know? Ditch Bachelor in Paradise.
No, I agree. I agree. Have you watched, have you continued to watch that, or did you just quit?
Every time I try, I don't finish it. Like, I don't like it this season at all. I don't know what it is. I just couldn't keep up with it. Like, it was just too much. It was like dumb drama. Go up to them and talk to them, or just leave it. And they weren't.
Did you watch the one, since it was like only 45 minutes, did you watch the one after the golden finale?
Or I watched like the first 15 minutes. I was watching Blake and Jessica constant going at it. And then I kind of zoned out.
I just thought it was, I don't know. I've talked to one person that said they still really like Bachelor in Paradise because of the drama. But I like the way they had this set up with it was like 2 hours and 15 minutes of Golden Bachelor, which I was very happy about, and only 45 minutes of VIP. And I was pleasantly surprised and happy at that format. I'll take that every time.
Yes.
I mean, it did not seem like, it flew by for me. And then when I looked at the clock and it was like, it was 9 o'clock and they still were like, and when we come back, I was like, what? It's 9 o'clock. Aren't we supposed to be heading in? So I was happy.
Yeah, I loved that.
All right. So let's get into it. First, were you happy? Were you disappointed about who he picked? Like, tell me your thoughts on Teresa over Leslie.
I like both of them. So honestly, I would have been happy either way. I would have thought either one of them deserved it. I thought both of them were great, but in a very different way. I think with both women, he would have been happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he overall went for what felt comfortable to him and what felt like home. And so I'm glad he chose Teresa for that, because I think she, you know, going through the same thing. Like, I really feel like that was what bonded them. And I think he needed that.
I think so too. I think that the fact that they both lost a spouse and had that in common and knew what that felt like, along with the fact simply that, and I know, you know, you can say once you get up into your 60s and 70s, age doesn't matter, but I still think that they were closer in age. So I almost feel like that maybe mattered to him.
I think possibly. So too. Yeah. I think just when it comes down to it, yeah, there's a connection there that is just not, I don't know, it just wasn't there with Leslie.
And I was pulling for Leslie. I was hoping he'd pick her just because I felt like, and again, I think it's funny, the dynamic when a person watches the show, you sort of get invested in that you think you know who's the best for him, And obviously that's not, you know, realistic. And you get so caught up in the reasons, like in your head, you might pick that person, or you know, if it's like your dad, you would think, you know, she was better for him for XYZ reason. But obviously in the end, that's his choice and he knows better. But it just felt like Leslie would have been a more like fun and, you know, freestyle and just kind of like push that envelope with him. And I don't know, she just gave that vibe, I think. And Teresa just felt like the safe choice. And so obviously for us viewers, like, we want the more exciting life for him, but it's not our life.
Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, probably Teresa in reality obviously was better for him. So
definitely.
I tell me what you thought about his, well, first of all, have you heard the controversy around him in the past couple days?
Oh, Gary's not so golden bachelor past.
Yeah.
All those headlines. Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm really trying hard not for that not to change my opinion. And I saw an interview with Katie Couric. It was on one of the Bachelor accounts I follow. And she interviewed him and kind of called him out on it, or at least asked him about it. They were together, he and Teresa, and she brought that article up. And he really did a good job of talking around the subject a lot. I would play it, but I don't know if it would, it's on my phone. I don't think that'll work, but it was, he tried to talk around it by saying, look, like, I could address all these things and, you know, give you what you want, but I just want to look forward and not look backward. He kind of gave that whole spiel, which is, you know,
yeah,
very, very much, I'm sure, his publicist or whoever telling him, you know, if you get to ask this question, you have to just say this. But he claimed that, or I shouldn't say claimed, I'm sure he's telling the truth. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But he said that he and Teresa have talked about all of this. And then Katie Couric asked Teresa, like, were you surprised about all this that came out, or how did it make you feel? And obviously she's not going to be like, yeah, I'm kicking him to the curb now because no, he didn't tell me, you know, she's not going to say that. But she was like, you know, I did know about all this because we have talked and, you know, nothing has changed, yada, yada, yada. So it was fine. But yeah, I don't like what I don't like about it. And so for people who haven't heard and don't know what we're talking about, apparently Gary, just a few months after his wife died, got into another relationship with the woman, and they actually sounded like a pretty long relationship. And I think that they even lived together, right?
Yep.
Is that? And then once they broke up, and apparently she said some not great things about how he treated her. And then also, I guess he's dated, and that's fine that he's dated a lot. Like, he, you know, apparently he's dated quite a few other women since then as well. Now, that being said, I think there's nothing wrong with that. But I think what's weird is that he made it seem like to all of us that he hasn't had any kind of relationship since his wife died.
Yeah.
Didn't you feel that way? And then also, I think the things that are sketchy to me is one, that he led us, you know, led the public, his adoring fans, to believe that, you know, this was like his first sort of shot at love since his wife died. Two, the fact that he was in a relationship like just a few months after his wife died seems like very quick in my head. Again, try not to judge. But also, if she, and who knows, maybe she's just wanting fame, but she had some not so nice things to say about him. I don't know what those things were, but some not nice things to say about him when they were together. But I don't know. How do you feel? I know.
I don't know. I kind of just struggle with it. Like, I never lost a spouse. Like, I don't know what I would do. I don't know if I would, like, lose my mind and not be myself. So it's like, I have a hard time with that because I would imagine that grief would just, like, do something to you.
Yeah.
And, yeah, maybe he went off and was a piece of, you know what, for a while. Like, who knows?
That's true.
So, but I would be curious to know what his response is going to be to all of it. Like, because, of course, everybody's going to try to dig up something. So it's going to, you know, making a mountain out of a molehill. He has a past. Doesn't everybody? Like, so it is interesting, though. I would like to see how he responds to everything. Because it's going to keep, people are just going to keep hounding him until he does.
No, I agree. And I hope he does. I hope he does respond to it as well and not just say, oh, that's my past and this is my future, because I think that's true. I totally agree with that. And what you just said is everybody has a past. Totally agree with that too. And I've said that before, even on the regular Bachelor, when like people are accused of coming on the show for the wrong reasons. And you know, because they just got out of a relationship before they came on the show. I always am like, who cares? Like, everyone has a past. Like, we've talked about that, I think. And so the same is holds true of him. And that's true. I like your point about if he did start dating this woman, like just a few months after his wife died, you know, maybe it was even something like he resented this woman for not doing or being like his, you know, deceased wife and just didn't know how to function with somebody else, you know? That's so true, really.
Imagine having somebody who's always next to you to go through life and then suddenly there's nothing.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to get something back to what he had, but didn't know how. I mean, I don't know. Or maybe.
Yeah, that's really true.
Or maybe I'm totally just trying to see the best part of him.
No, that's a really good point, though. That is actually a really excellent point. And you know what also is that I have to believe that, like, the producers of the show had to know about this past, like, without him just blatantly lie. Because I'm sure, because I think they do, like, a whole, like, psychoanalysis of not only the contestants that go on the show, but also the leads, just to make sure that their mental health is in a place that they can handle this all. Like, I think they ask them very deep and lengthy questions. And I have to believe that they knew about this. So maybe it's possible that this is the angle that they wanted to take. And they told him, you know, we need to sort of, like, set you and present you as this XYZ person. And so there's no need to talk about any relationships prior to this, because except for your deceased wife, because that's really kind of the direction we want to go. So maybe he was told not to talk about it.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it too, like when they're going through the casting, like you have to look into everybody's past. What if his was like just the most clean one they could find?
True. That's true.
Think about a lot of different generations and what was acceptable however long ago versus now, and you know, things change. And yeah, maybe they were looking into everybody's and they were like, well, his is the least crazy.
Yeah. Let's just throw because when you're talking about 70 years to have to go through their past, that's a lot of past.
Yeah,
it's very true. Gosh, those are all good points that I really hadn't thought of. And so because when I heard this stuff come out, I was like, why does this have to come out now? Like, I'm glad it didn't come out in the middle of the season, I think, because I wouldn't have wanted it to, like, taint the season. But I wish that it wouldn't have come out at all. And I thought maybe this golden era was going to be without sort of the controversy that comes, it seems like, with every single season of the regular Bachelor, but obviously it did not. So, but maybe it will just kind of, I haven't heard any response from the other golden women about this. And I follow pretty much all of them on social media, and I don't think any of them have addressed it. Maybe they can't too, like, I'm sure they can't, but I would be curious to see how they feel about it, even just, you know, knowing him better than all of us, really. I don't know. It's just interesting, but I don't know. I do think, so let me know, tell me what you thought about, like his family and their interactions with all. I loved his daughters, especially the one that actually got more screen time, the one with the darker curly hair. I thought she was hilarious. I thought they were so cute.
Yeah, they were amazing. And that's what I think it went down to as well. Like, Teresa was fully into it. I loved how she meshed with them.
Yeah.
They just seemed to have something. And Leslie did it, you know, they did too, but it just didn't seem as easy or like something. But I saw in a TikTok comment, and it was like so well said. There was like, you know, a short clip or something, and it said that Teresa knows how to be in a long-term relationship where Leslie doesn't.
Oh, that's so true too.
And that is make those, you know, that mindset, everything like that is totally different. And if Teresa's already able to give Gary the comfort that he was used to right off the bat, I mean, gosh, like, yeah.
No, that is true. That is, I, again, never really thought of that angle before, but I agree with that. And I maybe also the difference between the two, and I'm just sort of like thinking about it now, is that Teresa seemed more, in retrospect now, when I'm thinking back to it, Teresa took a bit more of a maternal angle with them. And not that she was trying to, but I think that maybe she came across as a more maternal person, and that Leslie seemed, again, more just like the like fun aunt sort of kind of vibe, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And that's where it's, I think people are finding it really hard. At least I'm seeing constantly on, you know, TikTok in the comments and stuff, and people are trying to villainize one or the other, and there is no villain.
No,
they're both incredible and, you know, amazing women. It's just one doesn't fit with the other.
Right. And that's kind of what he tried to tell Leslie, is that, you know, and I feel like probably every lead like feels this way, but when they say, you know, it wasn't that there was anything wrong with you, it was just a better fit with, you know, the other person. The only thing, and this is a very obvious statement to make, because it's what a lot of people are saying, including Leslie, she was very adamant about it, but the fact that he did, you know, very much in the fantasy suites, first of all, kept saying he loved her over and over and over. And then there was the statement that I even put a little asterisk by whenever the episode aired. And that was when he was saying to her that he kept in mind always the thing that Trista told him, that you should pick the person that you can't live without, not just the person you can live with. And he says to her, I think that's you, you know. Yeah. He said several things to her, and she wasn't wrong in her response to him which was heart wrenching to watch.
Oh my God.
But she wasn't wrong in all of the things that she said to him, that it like, why would you say those things to me if really 12 hours later you have this come to Jesus moment where you know,
yeah,
decide that it's Teresa. I can't blame her for feeling that way.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the point of The Bachelor. Like, you have to be all in on every single person, and that's the crappy, you know, flip end of it.
Yeah.
Because it sucks. Like, her anger is totally valid. Like, it does suck. You're putting your attention on somebody else. Like, ouch. You know, it just, ugh.
Horrible.
It was horrible to watch. I felt so awful for her.
It was terrible to watch, but also I felt like it was the realest. I was glad that he just told her that night, and like she said, didn't force her to put on the $60,000 dress and walk up to the podium and like get turned down there. I was glad he did that. But two, I felt like it was the realest reaction to a runner up. That I've ever seen, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, she was like such a combination, and it all came across well. She was pissed. She was hurt. She felt betrayed.
you know, yet she was able to verbalize how she did want the best for him and did want him to be happy. Yet she also verbalized how Teresa was a great woman, but that didn't, you know, I mean, like, she covered it all and said it all. For being really caught up in the moment, I thought she articulated herself and said it so well, because I would have just been like, I hate you, and ran out, you know? I thought she did such a good job of saying it and feeling it. And
heartbreaking, because how many times has she had to have that conversation?
Right.
Where she is so good at it. Like that, and that's where you can just see the hurt and like the heartbreak in her. It was hard.
Yeah, you're right. And she did say that several times too, how like one time she just wants to feel chosen. And to be honest, I think that it, you know, had he picked her and Teresa was the one that would have had to be in that position, I, you know, it would have also been an entirely different feeling that Teresa had versus Leslie, because, you know, I don't know how much Teresa has dated. I don't know if she really ever talked about that since her husband died, but, you know, Leslie's reaction was coming more from a place of, geez, this is like happening to me again. Like, I never can be the one that's chosen, and it never can just, I can never just get there. And, you know, whereas Teresa would have just been hurt on a sort of like different playing field, you know?
Yeah.
And, but no, it was, I mean, this season I cried more than I think combined in all the 20 seasons of, or 20 years of Bachelor. Honestly, it was like, oh,
it was good. It was really good.
Which is why I also feel like, sorry, I took a drink, which is also why I feel like Leslie is an obvious choice for The Bachelorette, because she has never been chosen, quote unquote, you know, and to give her a chance to like find her person sort of thing, you know, I mean, I won't be mad if she's a Bachelorette, because I, you know, I don't know, sympathize with her, or empathize with her, I guess I should say.
Yeah, I agree.
So I don't know. Let's see, what else was there to talk about on the show? So when she came on, so the live part, also, did you notice how star-studded the audience was on this live show?
Yes.
Good Lord. I even saw on other people's, maybe it was on, I don't know what account it was on, but I saw like even people like, I know this is super random, but Reese Witherspoon's daughter was there with her, it must have been her grandma. I don't know which grandparent it was, but she was there. And who else did they have that was like a totally random person, like celebrity that was there? I can't remember, but Sweetnam's was there, Pilot Pete's mom and dad. Did you see them?
Yeah. There were, yeah, I don't understand. Like, what do we got to do to go to one of those?
I know. That's what
gotta be there.
I totally want to figure this out too. I mean, you would think that eventually I could maybe I just have to research it. I'm going to research that and figure out how you can be in the live audience. I also,
That would be so cool.
Wouldn't it be fun? But okay. So also the golden wedding that they're going to have, what are your thoughts about that? As far as like, I mean, I understand everything. I understand that they've actually been together for probably like 2 months now, because filming ended, I think, back in September. So they've been together, he and Teresa. And I also understand the rationale that they're, you know, in their 70s, so they don't have much time, but that this wedding's going to be already January 4th.
Yeah.
But like, I think it's going to be very... obviously I will tune in, but I was really kind of surprised how quick it actually is going to be. That doesn't even seem like enough time to plan what I'm assuming is going to be a massive event since ABC is putting it on. But I guess they have ABC putting it on, so they don't even have to plan it.
And I'm wondering, and this is just a theory, but yep. producers were talking to them and talking about, you know, clearly you both know how short life is and, you know, kind of push the narrative. And then, well, we could also help you guys out, you know, kind of.
Yeah, that's true.
I wonder if they like kind of pushed him into it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. I mean, I'm sure that they had some input, and they really almost do need to probably air that before Joey's season.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, it would probably feel a little weird to just insert it, you know, randomly into the middle of his season on another night. Like, it just wouldn't, you have to like go with the flow. Like, while they still have, you know, the strength going for the show, air it fairly quickly.
Yeah.
What will really disappoint me, and again, it's life, so it has nothing to do with me, but it would disappoint me if they get married and then like in a year they divorce.
That would suck.
Wouldn't that suck?
Yeah, that would.
I would really not like that. I guess we'll see. But I thought it was a excellent finale. I'm just looking through my notes to see if there was anything else I wanted to touch on. Did you feel like whenever he basically was like, they had that nighttime portion where he, I guess, basically broke it to her that he wasn't going to pick her. Do you feel like he, how do you think that went down? Because it felt like he wasn't going to tell her at first, and that it all started when he was going to leave and she told him, "I love you." And then he almost kind of little awkwardly said something like, "Oh, you don't know how much it means to me when you say that." When clearly he had already said, "I love you," several times to her. And so it was a really flashing neon light when he said that back to her and not, "I love you too." Like, I feel like everyone knew at that moment that's what it was. But yet he didn't. Like, he just left it at that. And it was like these unspoken words between them that he wanted to say, "Oh, it's not you." And she wanted him to say it, but he leaves. And then is it upset really and comes back. Yeah, and comes back. So do you think he didn't plan on telling her at first? And like, truly within his own like psyche came to that realization when he left her room? Do you think that whole scene was produced at all? Like, what do you think?
I don't think it was produced. I think it was really like, he just seemed really in his head and like, just not loving it. Like I think it finally hit him. Like, he had to make a decision and he couldn't run away from it.
Yeah.
I think it was like a panic. Like, he just wanted to get away for a second and then realized he couldn't.
Yeah. And I think that that's where his sort of like integrity or his moral compass led him back there, because he
very straightforward too.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah,
he kudos to at least spit it out and not beat around the bush. Just get it out there.
Yeah. It was almost like, because Gary has been so heartfelt, like with everything that he has said to the women throughout this entire show. And that is one thing that I absolutely have loved, but it was almost too straightforward, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, the way he said it was, you know, that my feelings are just stronger for Teresa, so that's the direction I'm gonna go in. Yeah. It always seemed too stiff for him, like the way he worded it. But obviously there's no right way or good way to say it in that moment, but it was almost like contractually, you know, like, I have decided to go in this direction. Yeah. You know, it's going to be Teresa.
You go from like dating to friends right away.
Right. In like a 12-hour instantly.
Thank you very much.
So how was it for you watching the fantasy suites and the whole like old people having sex sort of narrative? Was it hard for you? Or were you like, "Oh, yeah,
I get it"? Like, come on. What? I thought it was great.
It was so, I loved it and felt awkward at the same time, but still the comment about the 69, the thermostat and the 69,
yeah,
like cracks me up that they left that in there. And I'm really kind of so happy that they did. No. And it also made me laugh though, how every time Gary brings up to Jesse, like his parents, his own parents having sex, which he's done like twice. And Jesse gives the, in my opinion, though, the perfect reaction. He always like turns his head to the side and like squints his eyes. Like, oh, please don't talk about that.
He's the best. Like his wording, everything. He's incredible.
You mean Jesse?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I'm like, really liking him better than Chris Harrison now.
I do too, honestly. Like, he has the best responses. He makes everybody feel heard. And even when you can tell he's uncomfortable, like, he just, I don't know, he handles it really nicely.
Yeah, I agree. I like him too.
And, like, it's in a professional way of, like, how any of us would react, I think.
No, right. And I think that's the key. I think the key to being a good host is, like, being able to do your hosting duties, like, be the host, put yourself into that category, but yet say the witty lines when appropriate, and also just ad lib in the appropriate times.
Yeah,
you know, I just think I just like him a lot. I hope they stick with him. So now also, how are you looking forward to Joey's season? What is your feeling?
This is the first Bachelor that I don't get the ick from immediately.
That you don't get the ick from?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, or at least in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say. It's been.
Because, like, back in the golden era, which I call, like, well, golden. I didn't mean to use the golden, but back in the prime era of, like, Nick Vile and Ben Higgins, like, those were the great prime years, you know, and I didn't get the ick from any of them. But no, I think he'll be good. Although I have to say that the trailer that they showed during the finale, I'm curious. It doesn't seem like there's any big what you call fence jumping moments, like when you refer to, like, what's his name? What's the Bachelor that who's gay now? Colton.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, fence jumping moments, like, there was a big moment that you anticipate the whole season wondering what the heck it is. They did not, at least they didn't show that yet, like a big, like, moment. So I hope it's not a season where they force and create drama just to, like, make it be dramatic, especially coming off this golden season where we enjoyed getting to know the women. And I would just love it if they take a page from this book and actually show us more fun times with the women and get invested in them and not just their drama. I would love it if they would try that with this season.
That was like, we're also dating these people, like, because right. We're all deciding, like, you know, that's why we're watching it. We want to get to know these people for ourselves. That's what we want to see.
Yeah, it is, because I think that's part of the reason why also we felt so invested in this golden season, because obviously it was only an hour. The whole season was 1 hour except for this finale, and somehow I felt more invested in these women than I have in a long time on the regular seasons with any Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Yeah.
And they did it in only an hour. So I just feel like they need to do a better job of using all the footage that they have, which is hours and thousands of hours, I'm sure, and present something to us that makes us more. I mean, I want to be invested in the love story too, between who he's picking, but it just makes it more interesting to me if you also sort of delve into the, like in this case, the women as well, you know?
Oh,
I mean, because you can't just be invested in Joey and whatever woman he's having the date with currently. It's more fun to get like the whole picture. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just what I think. But it's not until the 22nd? They're starting it a little bit later than they normally do. Usually it's the very first Monday in January and has been for a very, very long time. But they're not starting it till later in January. I wonder why.
Hmm. Is it because of the wedding?
I mean, possibly. But the wedding's the 4th and it is, his season doesn't start till like the 22nd. So I don't know. I mean, yeah. I guess it doesn't really matter. Gives us a little bit of a break. Maybe they did it to just give us a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
I have to talk about Bachelor in Paradise just a little bit though. And my frustrations with it though. And part of that is, again, so I don't know if you watched it long enough. I know I was not a Rachel fan in her season with Gabby. I didn't make that a secret, but I have to say after hearing her on a few podcasts, like since she's been Bachelorette, and also watching her on this season, I have learned to appreciate her more and like her more. But I think that the show did her so dirty this Bachelor in Paradise season. I personally feel like, and I've talked about this on the podcast a little bit, I personally feel that they need to put their leads on a higher pedestal if they're going to put them on the beach. Kind of like they did with Becca Kufrin, who's been the only other lead that has come back down to the beach. And she got like this magnificent edit. And they did not do her dirty, but they did Rachel real dirty. I thought I would be pissed. Did you see she went home?
No.
Okay. So she self-eliminated because I think it's good. She was like, screw you producers. I'm leaving this stupid beach. So first of all, she didn't get much airtime at all. I thought they could have done a way more with her, which I think is kind of crappy. That's just my opinion. I mean, because she's a bachelor. And the other thing that really pisses me off is because they brought on three other bachelorettes. They brought on Hannah Brown, they brought on Charity, and they brought on Katie Thurston, all to come down and host dates. And basically all three of them came down to stir shit up, which I thought also was a terrible use of former leads as well. I feel like it just seemed icky to come down and have them, their sole purpose to come down is to stir up shit. And at least Hannah.
I was shocked at Charity.
You what?
I was really shocked about Charity.
Did you see that part?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least.
Appropriate. Like, I just move on.
And you could tell the only reason she had to only come on because they paid her XYZ, because at least Hannah and Katie, when they came down, they actually like hosted like a date where they like did a game and it was still to stir up shit, but at least it was like they came on to host a date. Charity, they literally had her only come down to stir up shit with Aaron B and then she left. I was like, what?
The way that they edited it too, like with, oh, I wish Charity was here. Come on down, Charity. And it's like, seriously?
Exactly.
And then she leaves.
It was ridiculous. It was like the most produced moment of probably the whole season.
Yeah.
And she also came down at night. Like, what? What? She's just randomly. And then what I also think is so stupid is they make Jesse act like, oh my gosh, Charity, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Like, he's just standing at that place like 24/7 waiting for someone to come down the steps at any point in time, you know. Well, and
everybody else, they're like, wait, somebody's coming down the steps. Nobody's gonna know that if you're on Paradise. You're gonna be looking at the water and eating, and you're not gonna be staring at the stairs waiting for somebody.
I think they really just, it sometimes when they do that stuff, I think that they really think that us as viewers are incredibly stupid.
Yeah,
just like
completely naive and that we're all like, oh my gosh, that is such a coincidence that Charity came down the steps just when what's her name, Eliza, was hoping she'd come down. That is so crazy.
Exactly.
So dumb. But anyway, so Rachel was, I mean, you know, I guess if no one felt a spark with her, like you can't make someone just want to, you know, date her. Yeah. But she went through, honestly, so many men, because she was the first one on the beach. And she had two of them. She was kind of interested in Tanner, and she was kind of interested in that Jordan guy who was on her season. And both of them sort of went after, it was like the rose ceremony night. And you know how they all like do their whatever cocktail hour where they talk to each other and try to, you know, the women had the rose and they were going to give it to the men. So the men are trying to vie for, you know, one of the women to give them the rose. And no one was even really going after Rachel. In fact, Rachel told Jordan, you basically that she was going to give him her rose. And he was like, oh, awesome. But then he went after someone else. And so did Tanner. And she was like going to be the last one to give her rose to someone. But the two people that she was going to give them to, someone else gave them the rose. So she was like left with nobody. And I felt so terrible for her. I mean, talk about being rejected over and over and over. So she just like left. She left. And I'll blame her one bit.
Not at all. No.
Not one bit. To be honest, I don't really care at all about this finale next week for this, because all of the people that are left, I could give two shits about, really.
Well, that's how I felt this whole season, honestly. Yeah. Like, you have two people that I recognize.
Like, yeah.
See the backstory and be like, oh, that's right. I mean, I knew what Brayden, the weird Prince Charming guy, and that's pretty much it.
Well, Blake.
Oh, we knew Blake. Yeah.
But they screwed him over too by bringing Katie down. Like, that was mean as well, because that went nowhere.
I don't know why they do that though.
Because they're just mean. I don't know. It feels like the producers that were on Bachelor in Paradise are a completely different set of producers than are on Golden. I really believe that. And I almost think they had to be, because they filmed around the same time. So I feel like they just had a whole different set of people. I don't know how they do the editing and all that, but I want the producers that were on Golden Bachelor to do the next, all of the seasons of everything. Exactly. Oh, I don't know. Well, any final thoughts?
I just really liked the show. I will say I'm really entertained because of TikTok, because everybody is so involved on The Bachelor, and that's like all my For You pages. It's interesting how many more people were involved, I feel like, in this season than any other one that I've ever watched.
I had a moment. You say that, and I'm glad you say that, because I felt the same way. And I know it's because of the people I'm talking to and the social media I follow. But I had this I had this moment of like realizing how, and I'm going to use a term from the Game of Roses podcast I listen to, but I realized how in the pit I am with The Bachelor and how passionate I am about the whole franchise. When the other day at work, so mind you, except for my coworker Kenna and Jessica in Missouri, everybody I work with is men, for like at all. Okay. And obviously I work in the wood business. So it's the kind of men that are not into The Bachelor. Okay. So we were having lunch, and it was me and two other of the guys that work with me. And a truck driver came in, and I actually convinced one of the guys that I work with. I talked about it so much that he said the night before I sort of coerced him into actually watching the finale. And he actually texted me during the finale and was like, oh, he's totally going to pick Teresa, which made me laugh so hard. But anyway, the next day at work, we were sitting there, and he and I were kind of just very on surface level talking about it. And this truck driver walked in. And he goes,
Are you talking about that stupid show that was on with that old guy? And I was like, that's not a stupid show. That's The Golden Bachelor. And he goes, oh my God, that is, I just watched 5 minutes of it. And I just thought it was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And I was like, I got so defensive. Like immediately I felt my blood starting to boil. And I wanted to just, it was like the funniest feeling I had. I wanted so bad to defend the show. And I was so, so angry. And I was like, I said, what did I say? I said something like, what? Stupid. It's not stupid. It was not stupid to me. It was really good. And to be honest, it was a lot of other people thought it was like one of the greatest bachelors that there's ever been. And he was like, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, I'm totally serious. I got so mad. And he goes, oh my God, that's just what this world is coming to. And I was like, what this world is coming to? I said, if you think that The Golden Bachelor is what this world is coming to, I would be blessed if that's what this world was coming to. Right. Do you watch the news? Anyway, I got so passionate and got so angry. I finally had to in my head go, okay, Natalie, you need to just calm down because This is a truck driver who does this, not going to be influenced by what you say right now. But it was the funniest, kind of funniest moment for me because I got so mad when he was like dissing The Golden Bachelor.
It, you know, not everybody has taste. It's okay.
Oh my gosh. It was quite funny. Huh? Anyway, it was my in the pit moment.
It's like when you're ready to fight over it.
Yeah, exactly. I really think I could have gotten to a physical altercation at that one moment. Oh Lord Almighty.
Oh, I love it.
All right. Well, if you don't care, last time you were on, I had some either or questions for you.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna do that again.
Cool.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
And I don't know if some of these were ones I already asked you, then just pretend like, yeah, because I don't remember which ones I asked you. So I'm just going to go through this list. Okay. Maybe ready?
Then if it's the same.
Okay. Exactly. All right. Okay. Chocolate chip cookies or peanut butter cookies?
Ooh. I like chocolate chip.
Okay. Cooking dinner or going out to eat?
Oh, cooking.
Lay's or Pringles?
Lay's.
Yes. Travel for free for life or eat out for free for life?
Oh, travel.
Okay. If you had to choose one, eyelashes or eyebrows?
Oh. I'll do eyelashes because that's me right now.
Okay, excellent. Okay, big dogs or lap dogs?
Lap dogs.
I knew it. Red or white wine?
Ooh, I like a white wine.
Okay, me too. Bachelor or bachelorette?
Bachelor.
Online or in-person shopping?
In person.
Okay. Vacation, cram it full or totally relax?
Totally relaxed.
Okay. Read or watch TV?
Read.
Sushi or hibachi?
Sushi.
This is fun. Too talkative or too quiet of an Uber driver?
Oh, too talkative.
Explore outer space or explore bottom of the sea?
Outer space.
Breakfast for dinner or dinner for breakfast?
Breakfast for dinner.
Okay. Instagram or TikTok?
Ooh. You know, lately TikTok.
Okay. French fries or onion rings?
French fries.
Chocolate or Sour Patch Kids?
Oh, chocolate. I can do sour. I'm such a baby.
Oh, I love Sour Patch Kids. Perfect hair or perfect skin?
Oh, perfect hair. I gotta say that.
You do. That's true. You have to say that. You can only have one forever. Coffee or cocktails?
Oh, coffee.
And text or call?
Call, because I can't.
Really?
I will literally read a message and then I'll answer in my head, and then I just never again.
You know what? That must be a common thing, because I'm the opposite. I would rather text than call. I don't know why. I'm not on the phone talker. I get too impatient after like 10 minutes. I want to be done.
Oh yeah. See, and I'm just naturally a talker. So I think it's so easy for me. Instead, like with texting, I have to think, and I don't know. I just
have to think. It's too much. Because that must be more common, because, and I don't know why, but I feel like that is, I have so many people I know that when I text them, they don't answer me till like the next day or like 5 hours later. And I'm like, what is wrong with you people? Do you not read your texts?
I like, same thing, Snapchat. I don't Snapchat anybody, like, because I just can't. Like, that is a lot of work to also take a picture and type in it and then send it. And then you can't ever, I just don't understand it.
Well, okay. But my thing with calling is that, like, I mean, I guess it depends who you're talking to, but I'm a person that can't do two things at one time. So if I'm talking to somebody on the phone, I can't at the same time be like, I don't know, making my grocery list or cooking dinner or doing laundry. Like, I can only do one thing at a time. Otherwise, if I'm doing those other things, I'm not listening to the person I'm talking to. So if I'm talking forever on the phone, I'm just sitting there and I feel like my time is being wasted. And I know that's probably a stupid way to think, but I can't. I got to get off.
See, I'm the annoying person that does stuff while I'm talking on the phone.
Well, that's not annoying though. That's being productive. My brain doesn't work that way.
It's so weird. Yeah. I'll be, you know, like talking, all of a sudden you hear like a ruffling sound and they're like, what is that? I'm like, oh, I'm just vacuuming quick. And they're like, what?
So, and you're able to, you're able to still hear what the other person's saying.
Yep.
Well, I admire you, because I can't do it.
It's super weird. I have to like multitask, or like, you know, it almost, because the sound and like talking to somebody motivates me to like get going. So it's so strange. But that's why, like, if I'm on the phone talking to somebody, I'd probably talk for hours.
Well, I wish I was more like that. I'm even like that just when I'm having conversation with person one-on-one. In fact, I had a situation just the other night where Tim was wanting to like tell me this story about something that happened that day. And I really wanted to listen to him, but at the exact same moment I was cooking supper and I couldn't find my teaspoon. I was trying to listen to him and look for my teaspoon at the same time. And you don't even have to like have a specific thought process about your teaspoon. Just like continue to look for it while listening to Tim, right? I couldn't do it. I absolutely couldn't do it. And I felt already like halfway into it, I just stopped looking for the teaspoon and listened to him, because I knew that the first like 4 minutes of what he said, I didn't even register, because I was looking for my teaspoon.
It's like, be quiet, I can't see.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Be quiet, I can't see. That's exactly right. And I'm the same person who turns down the radio when I need to figure out where I'm gonna go, because
I'm coming up on my turn, let me turn the music off. Yes.
Oh god. And I want to say that's due to age, but I really don't think it is. I might be partly, but it's also just me, because I feel like, oh god, I don't like that. I would say if I was doing my rose to myself, that's probably my social insecurity, is I literally cannot do two things at one time.
Yeah. That's so funny.
All right. Well, I'll be seeing you in about 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks, something like that. And I think I'm going to need it, because I'm starting to see grays, Miranda.
Oh boy.
I know.
Yeah, I'll do that.
But I mean, I'm liking my color. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a good week. Are you done Christmas shopping, or are you still working on it?
Oh, I wait till the very last minute.
Really?
Yeah, always have been. So we're going to actually do a little bit of shopping today, finish the Christmas tree decorating and
fun.
Yeah. So perfect.
The dangerous part I have found, I started early. I usually always start fairly early, but I started even earlier than normal this time. But the bad part about that is what I find is that then I continue to keep buying and I don't just stop, which is good for all the people I'm giving gifts to, but it's not good for my checkbook. So But yesterday I literally spent 3 full hours wrapping presents.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I think that's Instagram post.
Yeah. Yeah. I have it on my Instagram. It's ridiculous. And I'm not done. I still have some to wrap. So Yeah, everyone that I give gifts to, you're welcome. Anyway. Okay. Well, I'm gonna let you go.
All right.
Have a good week. Good luck Christmas shopping with all your Christmas stuff.
Oh, thanks. Good luck. And thanks wrapping. I said, good luck wrapping.
Oh yeah. I'm actually sit in front of the fire for a little bit. I have a fire going in my fireplace. So I'm going to, oh, I have to ask you real quick. Have you watched Squid Games?
No.
There's a new show called Squid Games, The Challenge. And it's actually like a reality show.
Okay.
I highly recommend. We'll have to talk about it more whenever I come there.
Yeah. I'll have to look it up.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. See you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Always a pleasure to have Miranda on. Thank you, Miranda. So today's Bible verse to end the podcast is this. It is 1 Peter 4, verse 10, and it is, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Again, thanks for listening. Thanks for enjoying The Golden Bachelor with me and any of my guests that I've had. I just encourage you to, you know, tell the world about my podcast. It's going to be a good couple months here, or I hope so. And it's also for non-bachelor listeners, because I will be doing Rose interviews and other interviews that will not have, you know, as much to do, or if anything to do with The Bachelor. So, tell everybody, tell all your friends to listen. I would so appreciate it. And of course the, reviews, the ratings, the subscribes, the follows, all of that. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.